This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're talking to you once again from Fort Loramie High School, as we were last night. Today it's girls action featuring the Lady Redskins against the Lady Raiders, Fort Loramie and Ruchi. It's an important girls basketball game today. In the Shelby County League, each team unbeaten in conference action. Fort Loramie 5-0, Ruchi 5-0, Fort Loramie 8-4 overall, Ruchi 9-2. These two teams have several common opponents. Fort Loramie has played Anna better than Ruchi each one. Ruchi just with 2 points. Fort Loramie played Minster much better than Ruchi did. Ruchi played New Knoxville much better than Fort Loramie did. Ruchi Raiders have lost two of their last three. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie, after a 3-0 start, has gone 5-4 since. Chuck, it's a key game. Can't emphasize it enough. Of course, the two teams will play last week of the regular season at Ruchi. But clearly, the winner here today has got a leg up on the rest of the Shelby County League.
Yeah, I think so. And Anna, I think Anna's got two losses in the league. Is that correct? That's their only two losses.
Right.
So they whoever has this is going to have a two-game lead on the Rockets also. Anna is a team that could truly beat either one of these teams when they play again.
Okay.
But I think it's more important for Loramie today because this is their gym, big floor. Ruchi's a tough place to go win, even when you're maybe even better than them, and I think this is a toss-up today anyway. But I think this game today is more important to the Redskins than it is to the Raiders.
Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from here at Fort Loramie, where last night the Fort Loramie boys handled Rushi easily, 47-32. Your takeaways from that game last night, Chuck?
Well, I got what I thought I was going to get out of it. Fort Loramie plays amazing defense, and Rushi played good defense also. But Loramie has got so many weapons to go along with that. They held Dylan Braun, who to me is, along with Bensman, are the two best perimeter players in the league. They put Daniel Kearns, a 6'4 junior, on him with his length. He held him to 6 points, but there's just so many. You got Burning, you got Tyler Siegel, you got Austin Siegel, you've got Brandewee, you've got so many other weapons on that basketball team that you can take Braun out of the game, but you still got too many weapons. I think Loramie and Anna are the two best teams in the league by far.
Yeah, I've overused the phrase. It's one we start to hear more often now in high school and college basketball. The Redskins, the boys team, so well connected.
Yeah, I mean, they share the basketball so well. Burning gets into the lane. If they don't come pick him up, he gets to the rim better than any guard in the league. And if you go ahead and collapse on him, he is great at finding the open person. They're really playing good basketball right now. And next Tuesday, going to Versailles is going to be a real test for them.
Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie girls play Anna next Thursday. That is another marquee matchup, a game we should consider covering after the Fort Loramie at Versailles boys game on Tuesday. But as you suggested a few minutes ago, Anna's a major player still in the Shelby County League girls race, and it's a fast improving team too.
Right.
A little history lesson regarding this Fort Loramie Rushi girls basketball rivalry. Rushi swept Fort Loramie last year, beat him three times, average win margin 16-17 points. Rushi knocked Fort Loramie out of the tournament in the sectional championship. Prior to that sweep last year, Rushi had previously beaten Fort Loramie way back in 2007.
Yeah, 50-45
in a sectional championship.
Well, I had somebody come up to me last night and make the comment that for the Loramie girls are in a rebuilding season, and I said they are, and isn't it amazing that in Carla's rebuilding season she's going to win 15, 16 games?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you rebuild at Fort Loramie.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? If they get red hot.
Oh, they could win more than that, but
yeah.
I'm saying on a rebuilding year,
right.
Most people would be thrilled with that record. They're going to be talking about next year if they only get 15 or 16 wins.
Remarkably, after Rushi defeated Fort Loramie way back in 2007, the Redskins won the next 19 meetings between the two clubs. This year would mark the first time in 10 years, if Rushi won today, first time in 10 years that Rushi had beaten Fort Loramie in back-to-back seasons.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and Rushi had some really good basketball teams during that stretch.
Yep.
But they're just, Loramie was the heads above everybody else, especially in the Division IV part. Now, they had some battles with Anna in Division III.
Right.
And didn't, I'm almost positive, one year didn't both those teams win the state, Anna and Loramie, in the same year?
Exactly. Same day, same year,
yep.
Same county, same league. Fort Loramie girls won Division IV and a girls won Division III. Wow, was that ever exciting.
Yeah, that was a good day.
That will never happen again.
And you wouldn't think so unless you're playing MAC football and then they win like five divisions every year.
Well, this is an interesting game of strategy here this afternoon. Fort Loramie is outsized. Lady Redskins want to keep Rushi from getting the ball comfortably into the half court. Excuse me, Rushi's got height on the interior. And Cameo Wilson and Larissa Poling, those two young ladies tower over anybody Fort Loramie has. So the Redskins have got the pressure. Rushi wants to pound it to the post.
Yeah, they're going to want to go inside. They're going to have to. Rushi's going to have good guard play today because Loramie's going to try to push them out and try to make them run their offense from farther out on the court. On the other side, Lormie has got to get some scoring out of Taylor Ratterman. They got to get some scoring out of Kennedy Gephardt, both sophomores. They got a freshman in Kenzie Holscher that plays a lot. They're a very, very young basketball team. Jaden Putoff, another freshman, getting a lot of varsity time now. But I think the key today is going to be Holthouse. It's going to be Hattie Meyer handling the basketball on the point and not turning the basketball over a lot.
And the Rushi Raiders feature a young lady by the name of Jenna Cordonier, 5'8 guard. She's still just a junior, another year left after this one. She's the energizer bunny on this Rushi girls basketball team.
Absolutely.
Offense, defense, you name it, she does it all.
Well, she came off the bench last year and really sparked. You know, and I think sometimes it's nice to have a six man coming off to get things going like that. And Cordonier is tough. You talked about Poling. You talked about Wilson. They got a couple of youngsters that are getting Ashley Scott, only a freshman. I think she's going to be terrific before the year's out. And the other one is Jessica York, a 5'9 sophomore. That gives them some bench power that they might not have thought they were going to have when the season started.
Yeah, you make a good point. It's going to wind up being a game of 9 or 10 against 9 or 10 before it's all said and done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because Fort Loramie's going to run people out there, too. Alyssa Rassman gets a lot of time. I just think that the team that handles the basketball the best, and I think that you can say that before most basketball games, but whoever handles what they're trying to do the best is going to win the game.
The legend, Carla Siegel, outstanding girls basketball head coach. She's shaking hands with officials off to our right as we speak. How about Andy Timmerman, second year mentor of the Rushi girls basketball program, took the Lady Raiders all the way to the regional semifinals 1 year ago.
Yeah, and they were a talented team last year. They had a lot of I'm going to go brain dead now, but they had the girl that just shot lights out.
Maria Heron.
Heron, that's right. Heron, and then they had Hatcher, who I don't think had as good an offensive season as they were hoping for, but that young lady played as good a defense on the perimeter as there was in the area.
Yep, sure did. Well, we've got exciting girls basketball coming up here momentarily. Starting lineups and the tip-off are just around the corner here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're underwritten today thanks to these great sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, big shout-outs to them. Ken Francis at Francis Schulze and Doug Borchers at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. We've got the tip in a moment. Rushi, Fort Loramie, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
On a sunny but very cold Saturday afternoon, a good crowd on hand here at Fort Loramie for this Redskins-Raiders girls battle. Should be a fine game, although Rushi won three contests a year ago fairly easily. Rushi did graduate a couple of very good players. Fort Loramie returning almost its entire squad intact. One young lady we failed to mention, Chuck, Abby Holdhouse, coming off a great game for Fort Loramie at New Knoxville. She single-handedly pulled that game out of the fire with buckets and free throws late. And Abby at 5'10 will have to contend on the inside with the likes of Larissa Poling at 6 feet and Camille Wilson at 5'11 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to have to battle in there today because she is going in against some size and experience. I mean, it's a combination of the two. And Abby's a heck of a player. Marissa Myring, 5'9 sophomore, last year as a freshman, she was the leading scorer through the first probably five or six games and then tore her knee up. Missed. I don't think she's back to the same form she had before the surgery, but sometimes having had like seven of them myself, it really gets in your head that every twinge you feel kind of makes you think a little bit. But once she gets through that and gets herself into basketball shape again, I think that's going to really make Loramie better.
The Fort Loramie girls are in the home white, black numbers outlined in red. Starting five being introduced. Taylor Ratterman at guard, 5'5 sophomore, along with Kennedy Gebhardt, 8'5 sophomore. And the trio of guards on the perimeter also includes Patty Meyer, a 5'5" senior. Abby Holdhouse, about whom we just spoke, a 5'10" senior, starts in the middle, and she is joined by Marissa Myring, 5'9 and a sophomore. For the Rushi Raiders in the road blue, gold numerals outlined in white. Jennifer Donier, a guard, 5'8", a junior. Marissa Poling and the tall Camille Wilson are the young ladies on the inside. Poling, a 6-foot junior. Wilson, a 5'11 and a half senior. The other two starters, Shay Borchers, a 5'8 junior guard, and Whitney Plyman, a 5'4 senior guard, as Chuck noted. We'll see a lot of Ashley Scott, a 5'7 freshman for Rushi. She could very well be one of the first young ladies off the bench. Jessica York has played a lot, too, a 5'9 sophomore. And for Fort Loramie, we'll see a quintet of young ladies off the bench. It'll be a hockey line change, oftentimes, for head coach Carla Siegel. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi, and then a quick steal, taken away by Meyer. Quickly down the floor to Myring. Myring darts to the rim, in and out on the shot. Bad luck. Rebound by Rushi. 15 seconds in, Fort Loramie's pressure already generating a steal, but a missed drive to the basket. Now Rushi attacks. Top of the circle, Wilson. Bounce pass, Cordonier. Foul line. Near side, Whitney Kleiman. Down inside to Poling, going to work. Around the defender, up and in, off the backboard for two.
Larissa Poling has just gotten better and better as an offensive force for this team.
Yeah, back to the hoop. She is dynamite. She's got the footwork down, Pat. She's able to feel that defender on her backside, knows which way to turn.
She's very strong.
Yes. And she's got a soft shot. She can go either way, right or left. Well, Fort Loramie hastened down the floor and turned it over. Rushi back on offense, leading 2-0. Here's Wilson at the high post, pass to her. It is stolen on the play by Myring, and then Myring is bumped. Rushi leads 2-0, Chuck, but a bad sign. Raiders have had difficulty getting the ball much beyond the timeline on two possessions.
Right. Loramie is in their half-court trap, and so far they're trying to throw the ball to the middle. It's been picked off twice.
Hattie Meyer dribbles down the left side. Plyman stabs it out of bounds. Like to remind you, at the half, we will talk a little bit about the prom dress exchange happening on Sunday, January 14th at the Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories between 11 and 1. They'll be sold later on that afternoon. We'll have details and highlights at the half about the prom dress exchange sponsored by the Fort Loramie cheerleaders. It's held at Fort Loramie Elementary on Sunday, June 14th.
That is such a good idea. I probably could retire if I had the money back from the prom dresses I bought my daughter through the years.
Block shot Marushi, then a missed three by Shea Borchers from the outside. And then Fort Loramie zips down the floor in a heartbeat. Kennedy Gebhardt takes it all the way to the cup, and she's banged on the arm and gets two free throws for her effort. A minute and a half gone, first quarter. Fort Loramie yet to score, but Gebhardt is at the stripe, and she misses off the back brace. No good. JV game won easily by Fort Loramie. Second shot by Kennedy Gebhardt, dips the knees, fires right on the mark. 2-1, Rushi leads. Raiders in backcourt, Plyman to Cordonier over the Redskins logo at the center line. High pick from Wilson. Cordonier dribble drive down the left side of the lane, all the way to the rim, and she runs over a defender who stood in there strong. Was that Hattie Meyer?
Hattie Meyer, and because of the rule, she did a great job, but I still have a real problem with being able to stand directly under the basket and take a charge.
Yep, she was almost that deep, but there is no little semicircle in the lane like there is in the college and pro game.
Right.
Meyer dribbles up the right side of the floor for Fort Loramie after the charge against Cordonier of Rushi, and the Raiders bat the ball out of bounds. Fouls will be a factor. Cordonier's one young lady, Rushi, can ill afford to experience foul issues. Here's Taylor Ratterman, right side, two-pointer, 18-footer, Fort Loramie. Grazed iron, no good. Rebound down to Plyman of Rushi. She bolts up the floor in the corner. Out back to Wilson. Ball whipped around the top of the circle to Cordonier in the left corner. She starts to drive. She's double-teamed, and Fort Loramie claws the ball out of bounds. Well, you can tell Jenna Cordonier wants to put the ball on the deck and go right to the hoop hard.
That is her strength.
Ball inbound of Arushi in the lane to Poling. Out on top to Borchers. Near side, Cameo Wilson. 5:45 to go first quarter. 2-1 Arushi. Now the outlet player is Plyman at midcourt who gets it. Poling comes out to catch. Hits Wilson cutting down the lane. Wilson to the rim.
Wow.
Shot no good. Blocked on the play by Fort Loramie, but a foul against Meyering, who got a piece of the wrist. That was close.
Yeah, it was close. I'm not real sure that that she got a foul there. Well, she did because they called it.
Cameo Wilson at the stripe. She's got two free throws for Rushi. First one on the way. Front rim, backboard, bouncing in. Chuck, that boys' game last night was beautifully officiated. Fort Loramie Rushi right here at the Fort Loramie gym.
A hard game to officiate, and they did a great job.
Well done. About as superbly officiated a big league contest I've seen in quite a while. One free throw made, one missed by Rushi, which leads 3-1. 5:20 left to go, opening quarter. Here's Hattie Meyer, steps back toward midcourt with the ball for the Redskins. Flips it right side to Taylor Ratterman. Bounce pass in the right corner to Gebhardt. Gebhardt nearly palmed it. Goes baseline. Pocket pass across the bottom of the key to a teammate. Then it's thrown on the arc to Meyer, who fumbles it away to Plyman. Plyman down the floor to Cordonier. Punch free by Fort Loramie, which has it back. Then here's an errant pass for the Redskins. Out of bounds into the Rushi bench.
Very sloppy start to the game by both teams.
It wasn't a real clean game last night between the Fort Loramie and Rushi boys. I bet we had a dozen traveling calls or more.
Yep. Unforced type errors. Those are the ones that are hard to watch.
Exactly. Plyman, timeline for Rushi. Outside the arc on the right to Poling. Poling checked by Abby Holdhouse. Skipping it cross court to Plyman, left corner. Wants to drive, can't. Hits a cutter down the lane. Cordonier up and in with the left hand. Jenna Cordonier slicing the basket. Good feed on the play by Plyman. And Rushi leads it 5-1. Radham in between the circles for Fort Loramie. Kleiman guards her loosely. Left side, Myring. Around Poling, met by Wilson. Shot by Myring is long, a 7-footer. Weak side rebound goes off the fingertips of a Redskin player.
Myring got in for the shot that time, but she went up between the two towers and could not shoot it properly.
5-1, Rushi in the lead. We've played 3 minutes and 50 seconds. What a couple substitutions for Rushi. Ashley Scott has checked in. 5-foot, 7-inch freshman. Steal by Fort Loramie at midcourt. Here's Gebhardt on the run out. Down the floor, all the way to the cup. No good, but her arm is grabbed as she released it. 2 free throws for Kennedy. And these will be her 3rd and 4th shots at the stripe already in this game. We played half the first quarter. Fort Loramie without a field goal. Free throw Gebhardt, in and out, a little bit too strong. 5-1, Rushi. Fort Loramie has Kenzie Holscher in now. Free throw, Gebhardt, yes. 5-2, Rushi up 3.
Yeah, they got both the freshmen out there on the floor now.
Half the first quarter gone. Kleiman backpedals into half court, stumbles down, ball is loose. Fort Loramie jumps in there to tie it up, and the Redskins earn the arrow. 3:53 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie inbound and backcourt as Gebhardt and Holdhouse come out for Fort Loramie. Having checked in across the way is Jaden Putoff, 5-foot, 10-inch freshman. She sparkled in the game we covered at Versailles, Chuck. Hattie Meyer between the circles. Flips a pass near side to Taylor Ratterman. Back to Hattie, 25 feet away. Rushi guards her loosely. Right wing, Ratterman. Raiders are jamming the paint with blue jerseys. Outside the arc, left flank, put off. Fires up a 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, Ratterman, right corner. Jumping, shooting, it's hard off the back iron. Rebound stuck up there by Marissa Myring, deflected by Rushi. Raiders come off with it. Quickly down the floor, baseline right. Little 10-footer by Jessica York, dances off the rim. Rebound lost in the corner by the Fort Loramie Redskins, who had gobbled it up. Rushi retains the ball. 5-2 in favor of Rushi. 3:12 to go, first quarter. Raiders with 2 buckets, only 2 field goals in this game. Ball inbounded, Cameo Wilson, baseline left. Throws back out to Cordonier. Good steal on the play by Fort Loramie. Nicely done by the Redskins, Kenzie Holscher. Holscher's got the ball in the arc, right wing, on top to Meyer. Meyer guarded by Jenna Cordonier. 2:50 to go in the first quarter of play. Now Holscher picked up by Wilson. Meyer between the rings. Left side to Myring. Poling comes out to greet her. Here's Hattie in the top of the circle. High right, Ratterman. Now back to Hattie. Left side, Holscher. There's not room to drive. Wilson guards her tightly. Now to Meyer on the arc. And Hattie Meyer barges down the right side of the lane. Running shot block. Crammed out of bounds by Rushi.
That was Poling. And I tell you what, she's an eraser back there. She does a great job defensively without picking up fouls.
Boy, the Rushi Raiders have thrown a web around the paint. Ball lobbed it inbounds to Holdhouse. Foul line J, wide right, no good. Rebound skips right back to a Redskin, though. 2:21 left here in the first quarter, 5-2 Rushi. Been a lengthy possession for the Redskins, who've had shots, can't find the range. Gebhardt in the right corner, starts a drive. Cordonier chokes her off. Flip cross court to Meyer. Left corner, Holdhouse. Wilson on her. Now Gebhardt, good look down inside to Putoff. Putoff got position, missed it. But she was jammed from the backside, and she earns 2 at the stripe.
Did a real nice job of getting that shot up because she had to kind of double clutch it to get around.
Fort Loramie whisked that basketball around the top of the circle to Gebhardt on the right side of the floor, and she very quickly noticed that Jaden Putoff had fairly good position on the interior. First free throw by Putoff of Fort Loramie is good. 5-3, Rushi leads. 3 free throws for Fort Loramie in the first 6 minutes of this game. Second shot here by Putoff, who dips the knee. 5-4, Rushi up a point. As we crack under the 2-minute mark, late first quarter here at Fort Loramie. These two teams tied atop the Shelby County League with 5-0 records. Plyman, top of the circle, lost it, got it back. Fort Loramie player on the floor. Plyman steps over her, goes to Wilson. The ball clawed away, but Fort Loramie is loose. Let's see what's been called. Another jump. Arrow favors the Raiders. Head coach Timmerman was trying to get a timeout. The officials correctly didn't award it because neither team had clear possession of the ball.
Exactly. He had the possession anyway, so you know, that's something you need to know as a coach. Do I need to call a timeout in that situation?
Ashley Scott, top of the circle for Rushi. Near side pass to a teammate. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Right in front of the scorer's table, Shea Borchers went after for the Raiders. Redskins got a piece of it last. Out of bounds it went. Boy, it is a scrappy cat fight here at Fort Loramie this afternoon. Defense reigns so far. 5-4. Rushi up a point. Only what? Two field goals in the game so far, Chuck, or one?
Two. Both of them by Rushi. Loramie's got to be sitting there going, we haven't scored a basket. We're down a point.
Yes. Thanks to good defense. These teams know each other so well. Alyssa Rassman, 5-7 between the circles. Veers off into the right corner. Gebhardt on her. Straight away, the ball fed to Cardon. Your bodies fly to the floor. Foul against Fort Loramie.
That's only a second team foul. As hard as they're playing defense.
Team foul situation. 5 on Rushi, 2 on Fort Loramie, as Chuck noted. Good inbounds play by Rushi. Spotted open in the lane. Cordonier caught it, went to the backboard, and banked it down. 2 nice field goals inside for Cordonier. Cross court pass by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Plyman. Rushi's got it back, up 3, 7-4. A minute to go here in the first quarter. One of our highlight performers at the half of this game is Grace Ruenkamp of Fort Loramie. We'll talk about her. Her father, Greg, successful heart valve surgery at Ohio State Hospital in Columbus, recovering, doing well. A shout out to him. We'll talk about Grace in our halftime break. Here is Rushi pounding the ball into the lane. A couple of errant shots, no good. Fort Loramie gets the board. Down the floor, Holscher. A jumper, a lofty one from the left wing, off the back iron, rebound Rushi. Half minute to go, first quarter. Deflection midcourt by Ratterman, stolen back by Rushi. Deep left corner, Wilson. On top, Plyman. 7-4 Raiders, 20 seconds to go, first period. Plyman backs it out, dribbles to the right. Coming out to get it, Cordonier, 25 feet away. Jenna on the bounce with 12 to go. High screen from Wilson. Rushi still not within 25 feet of the basket. Now Cameo starts a drive. Feeds right side to the jump shooter, Borchers. Good from 17 feet with 2 seconds left. And that ends the first quarter. Big goal by Shea Borchers. Bullseye on a two-pointer just before the buzzer. Rushi 9, Fort Loramie 4 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Today, our feature matinee, Rushi at Fort Loramie, Shelby County League lead on the line in girls basketball. Both teams 5-0 in league play. And after one quarter, 8 minutes in the books, Rushi has a 9-4 advantage over Fort Loramie, which gets the ball to start the second quarter. And right away, penetrating the right side of the lane, goes Putoff, took a feed from the perimeter, darted toward the basket, and she was clocked on the right forearm. Two free throws for her. Chuck, the best shots Fort Loramie has been able to get so far in this game have come from the charity line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had Holthouse had a good look from the top of the key, but pulled it to the right. Other than that, everything they're shooting inside is being contested. That's why they've gone to the free throw line some, too.
Jaden Putoff swishes both foul shots, each one right.
She is a good shooter. She has great form.
Outstanding stroke, and she nailed two free ones. Each one swished. 9-6. Rushi in the lead by three. Early action, second quarter. Rushi tries to beat Fort Loramie pressure, and the Raiders cough it up below the basket. Here comes Fort Loramie down the floor hard. Putoff in the right corner. Cross-court Gebhardt. She sizes up a three ball. Yes, she's got it. Kennedy Gebhardt bangs home a triple. Oh, we could tell that one was on the money. We were looking right over Kennedy's shoulder. It was online and right through the cylinder. We're tied up at nine, and Rushi is guilty of an over and back. Fort Loramie's pressure, as we suggested in the pregame, might give the Raiders a lot of problems. It has.
They've turned it eight times now, and a lot of them are just because of the pressure that Loramie's putting on them.
Five quick points in less than a minute by Fort Loramie, launching the second quarter. We're even up at nine apiece. Here's Holdhouse lobbing to Putoff. Outside the lane in the right, she is double-teamed. Rushi gets a hand in there. It's ruled a tie-up, Rushi possession.
That's a freshman mistake. She brought the ball down to her waist, which allows, she gets rid of the 5'11 height that she has.
Chuck, this is a pretty potent offense for Fort Loramie with these young ladies on the floor. Putoff, Meiering, and Holdhouse on the inside.
Yep.
Rushi and Fort Loramie knotted at nine. And the Lady Redskins have gone to a zone.
They've gone 3-2 now. They're not going to pressure out of it. They're going to make them shoot the basketball.
Deep left corner is Cameo Wilson. Wilson hangs on. Goes foul line. Back to the basket. Cordonier tries to squeeze her way into the lane and dribbles it right off Holdhouse's foot. Fort Loramie gobbles it up quickly down the floor of Meiering. Meiering on the arc to Gebhardt. Shot fake. Finds Radiman for a three ball on the way. Swish! She's got it. And Fort Loramie drills home a couple of threes in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. Fine ball movement to the Redskins, who lead it now 12-9. Fort Loramie has ripped off eight in a row. Rushi gets a timeout. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Fort Loramie up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. Rushi has seen Fort Loramie string together eight in a row to start the second quarter, and Rushi throws it away again after the timeout, and then Fort Loramie zips down the floor, long lead pass, and it sails beyond the Redskin player as Kenzie Holscher couldn't catch up with it, and Rushi gets it right back. We've got some pressure now by Fort Loramie, three-quarter court. Rushi stymied a little bit. Plyman nearly won. Gave it up to Cordonier, back to Plyman. Plyman loops it down into the corner to Cameo Wilson. She starts a drive, wraparound pass, low on the right to a teammate. Shot no good by Borchers, but she's whacked on the arm.
I think that's Scott. Ashley Scott.
It was. It was Scott who was clobbered from the backside, and she earns two at the stripe. Free throw on the way. It is bouncing around. It is no good. In fact, it is 20, Ashley Scott, isn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, they even announced Borchers at the PA. They,
yeah.
One wears 10, one wears 20, and they both have blonde ponytails.
Yeah. Second free throw coming here by Ashley Scott. Missed the first. It's on the way. Deep knee bend. Good. 12-10. First point for Rushi here in quarter number two. Two-point lead, Redskins. 5:20 left till halftime. Good start to the second quarter for Fort Loramie. It's Ratterman right corner. Now Meyer between the rings. Left side pass, Meyering around, Poling. She's below the rim.
Wow.
Shoots it up and in. Looked like Poling might have gotten a fingertip on the ball.
Tough shot right there.
Meyering got it to go. Good move by her. Strong effort as she went in among the trees. The young ladies for Rushi have got 3 inches on her, but Meyering got the short shot to fall in, and Fort Loramie's up by four, 14-10. Here's Kodanyer, foul line for Rushi. Flips on the arc for Scott. The ball goes awry. Fort Loramie tipped it out of bounds. Rushi is really hindered in the offensive half court by Fort Loramie's suffocating pressure defense. And here the Raiders get it down inside to Poling. Poling leans in, five-footer short. Defended well by Holdhouse, who scurries down the floor for Fort Loramie. Into the lane, dumps it off to put off, or Meyering, I should say. It's wide and goes out of bounds. 14-10 in favor of Fort Loramie, which trailed 9-4 in this game after one quarter.
They came out and hit a couple of threes to start the second quarter with Gephardt and Ratterman, and that got them rolling.
Yeah, Redskins have got young ladies capable of draining three-pointers, that's for sure. Kleiman in backcourt for Rushi. That's not the Raiders game, unlike last year when Rushi had Heron.
As young as this Loramie team is, we're looking at a team that's going to be back to Columbus in the next couple of years.
No doubt about it. Here's Rushi in the half court. Long pass down inside to Jessica York. Shot deflected, got it back, missed it again. Fort Loramie zips up ahead. Holscher to Ratterman to Holdhouse. Foul line, back out on top to Hattie Meyer. Meyer between the circles. Yep, Jaden Putoff is just a ninth grader, and she is going to be excellent. She's pretty daggone good right now. Holscher, elbow at the right. And, of course, the Redskins roster is dotted with a number of very good sophomores. Here's Holdhouse, a senior, foul line extended right. 3:38 to go, first half. Fort Loramie up four. Now Ratterman between the rings. Coming out to guard her is Ashley Scott. Ratterman throws left side for Holdhouse. She dropped it, got it back. Goes baseline against York. Throws it across the bottom of the key to a teammate Putoff. Jumping, shooting from 15. No. Rebound. Wow. Scrum for it. Far right side of the floor. Two blue jerseys, two white jerseys. Tie up. Redskins will get the ball. 3:16 left here in the first half. 14-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. They don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of that grand reopening event that occurred back in September. And Goffney brought in an array of new inventory at that time. Goffney brings in new inventory on a regular basis. You'll be very pleased. High-quality furniture priced to meet your budget at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your adult and youth bedrooms, for your dining room and living room furniture. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Well, we had a Fort Loramie miscue to our left, and then Rushi in the half court scrambled for a loose ball. Fort Loramie called for a common foul. Raiders threw in below the basket. Still down four, only having scored one single point here in the second quarter. has had rushing. Ball inbounded, right corner to Borchers. Into the post to Wilson. Ball thrown out on the arc to Plyman between the circles. Lobbing down into Poling, broken up and stolen by Holscher. Holscher hurries down the floor, into the lane, knocked away by Plyman. Loose ball to Wilson, picked up on the play by Borchers. She's tied up, and it will be Rushi's arrow, Raiders ball, 2:24 left here in the first half, 14-10, Redskins up four.
Holscher took it one dribble too deep that time. She should have pulled up from about 8 feet instead of trying to get into the traffic.
Yeah, good observation. She won't make that mistake again. Here is Rushi, far left wing. Here's a pass down to Poling on the inside off her fingertips. It goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie's defense making life miserable for Rushi in the half court here today.
22 turnovers between the two teams.
Just over two to go here in the first half of play. 14-10, Fort Loramie leads. Ball thrown to the foul line to Putoff. Had a shot. Her back was to the basket, so she couldn't see it. Gave it up on the arc to Holscher. Holscher fakes right, goes left at the elbow on the left. Gives it up to Gebhardt, jumping and shooting the three off the back iron. Good rebound by Putoff. It's clawed away by York of Rushi. York on the steal. Backcourt to Cordagna. Still the Raiders without a bucket here in the second quarter. Only one free throw for the Raiders in period number two. Dribbling to the left side for Rushi goes Cordagna. She's spilled to the floor. Ball is touched last by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. Boy, the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, simply not able to conveniently get the ball to Poling or Wilson within several feet of the rim.
Absolutely. That is its problem. That the guards are pushing the offense so far out, they got to try to start it and enter from too far out.
Cordagna to Plyman, left corner. There's a pass down inside to Wilson. Up and in with the left hand. Good pivot move by Cameo Wilson. She got the feed, had the defender on her hip, spun toward the basket, and knocked it down. 14-12, Fort Loramie, but two. A minute left, first half. Between the circles, Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Taylor fakes right, goes left, gives it up, gets it back. Taylor, dribble drive, off to Gebhardt, right corner. Behind the foul line, jump shot Fort Loramie, a little too much umph on it. Shot was taken by Rassman, rebound down to the Raiders, who have a possession with 40 seconds to go in the first half, down by two. Plyman nearly walked, gave it up to Poling, now Cordagna. Foul line, now Wilson. Left corner, Plyman. 30 seconds to go in the half. On top to Borchers. Cordagna 20 feet away. Finds Poling down inside. 5 feet out. Banked it. Missed it. Got it back. Missed it. Foul, Fort Loramie. Last couple trips, Raiders got our message, Chuck. A little more effective was Rushi at getting the ball down low.
Absolutely. I mean, that's their strength. That's what they need to go to. And then let Cordagna get into the lane and then find one of the two big girls open on the block.
Free throw by Poling is good. It's 14-13. And Larissa Poling now has a chance to tie this game up with 24 seconds to go in the first half. 1, 2, 3, 4 dribbles by Larissa. Shot no good, too hard. Rebound down to Putoff for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins have an opportunity to sink the last shot of the first half. Rushi in a zone defense, it appears. Outside the arc, Gebhardt to Ratterman for a three. Deflected on the play by Rushi. Raiders have the ball with 7 seconds left. Up the floor, Cordagna. Timeline. Left side, Plyman with three to go. Lob pass to the post. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. And that's how the first half ends. Fort Loramie 14, Rushi 13. To say it's been a low-scoring but well-played defensive game is an understatement. It has been that plus some. Neither team able to get good looks. Fort Loramie, with a couple of big threes in the second quarter, has pushed out to a one-point lead here at the half. At one point, Fort Loramie led by five in that second quarter. Rushi notched the last 4 points of the second period to whittle the deficit down to one at the halftime. Rushi, by the way, had a five-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 9-4. Upcoming in a moment, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Plus, we'll also highlight for you in just a few minutes the prom dress exchange happening on Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories from 11 to 1 and then return to make purchases. We'll have details for you in just a few minutes. Halftime at Fort Loramie, 14-13 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Redskins up by one at the half in girls basketball here today. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, we might as well take a look at the problem for both teams. Rushi turned it 13 times in the first half. Fort Loramie turned it 11. 14-10 rebounding advantage for the smaller Redskins. 5-3 on the offensive boards. Loramie went to the free throw line 8 times and made 6. Rushi went 6 times and made 3. Individual scoring for the Raiders. Cordonier with 4. They got 3 out of Poling, 3 out of Wilson, 2 from Shea Borchers, and a free throw from Ashley Scott. They scored 9 and only 4 in the second quarter. 13 points. Loramie, a little more balanced. They had Gephardt with 5, Putoff with 4, Taylor Ratterman with 3. They got 2 from Marissa Myring. They scored 4 and 10. They lead at 14-13 at the half.
Each team's had 1 5-point lead. Fort Loramie up by a scant point at intermission, as Chuck noted. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of the second half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Big shout-outs here today on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis at Francis Schulte, Doug Borchers at Superior. Thank you very much. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your ideas come to life. 14-13, Fort Loramie over Rushi at 1. or I should say by one here after two quarters of play. Time now to inform you all about the prom dress exchange, which is happening Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. It's sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. And here to tell us all about it is Kyla Holdhouse. Kyla, take it away.
The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress and $3 for accessories and shoes. Return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission is free and dressing rooms will be available. Cash only, please. No checks will be accepted. Money and any unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. The event is sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. For any questions, please contact Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 937-597-2338.
And Gail is your mom.
Yep.
Right? And Jill is Jill Puppelman.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's the prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 14th at Fort Loramie Elementary. And I think one of the key words in what you had to say, Kyla, was the word affordable. Affordable. Opportunity to save money.
Yep, that is.
Thank you so much. Kyla Holdhouse filling us in on the prom dress exchange. About 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here today on scoresbroadcast.com with Fort Loramie leading Rushi by a score of 14-13. With the third quarter and the second half upcoming. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Today we highlight a couple players, one from each team. For Fort Loramie, it's senior Grace Ruenkamp, 3.95 grade point average, daughter of Greg and Jenny, a softball player, plays some left field, art club, National Honor Society. She's a golfer, plays in the band, and she is considering the University of Cincinnati for college. Not sure about her major yet. We'd also like to give a big shout-out to Grace's dad, Greg, recovering from heart valve surgery in Columbus. Hello to you, Greg, and a speedy recovery. We want to see you back here at the Fort Loramie gym real soon. Also highlighting Cameo Wilson of Rushi today, a senior, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Kathy and Darren. She is a student council member, 4-H, FTA, National Honor Society. She coaches sixth grade volleyball, does Cameo, as she'll go on to Toledo. Would like to eventually teach at the middle school level. She will study education at UT. Grace Ruenkamp of Fort Loramie, Cameo Wilson of Rushi, under the spotlight today thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. And if you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, dial up Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman will give your system the tune-up it needs. And as we start the third quarter of this game, Taylor Ratterman spots up behind the arc in the right corner down at the end of the Fort Loramie bench, and she launches in a long triple, her second three of this game, and Fort Loramie's back up by four now, 17-13. Redskins led by one after two periods, and a very good beginning to the third quarter for Fort Loramie. Ratterman deep in the left corner, flips it to Kerdiner, down inside to Poling. She's got position, laid it up short, no good. Bothered by Holdhouse at the last second. Poling could not connect. Missed opportunity, Raiders. Redskins bring it down. A minute gone, third quarter. Chuck, you sense that in the second quarter, start of the third, momentum shifting a little bit Fort Loramie's way. Gebhardt gets the cross-court pass. Jumping, shooting, behind the line. No good, in and out. Rebound, Rushi. Up the floor, it goes to Borchers in the right corner. Thought about driving, didn't. Flipped it back out to Plyman. Left side, Wilson. Left corner, Kerdiner. Baseline drive against Ratterman. Across the bottom of the key, Poling. Good defense from behind by Holdhouse, who got a mitt on the ball. Shot wouldn't go in, and Fort Loramie comes away with it. Abby Holdhouse, Chuck, holding her own on the interior.
Yep, she's doing it. She hasn't scored, but she's doing a good job defensively.
There's a long cross-court pass, left corner, Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Whips it down inside to Holdhouse. It's on the floor. She got it back. Threw it on the arc to Gebhardt for Garushi. Rushi Raiders simply uncomfortable on the offensive end in this game.
Yeah, Wilson's gotten one shot off, and I think Poling has got about five or six shots off, but boy, all of them are contested.
Yes, every one of Larissa's inside has been challenged. Here's a pass from midcourt by Rushi down inside to Cameo Wilson. She shook free, driving layup left hand, no good. She missed. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw to Holscher. Holscher lost it, saved it in bounds, right to Scott of Rushi. Scott gave it up, got it back. Zips into the forecourt, and Holscher rips it away from her. Tenacious defense by both teams. This game has been exemplified by very stingy D.
I will give you that, but I'll also say that there's a lot of weakness out there. They need to be stronger with the basketball. That should never be pulled away like that last one was.
Right. Holscher just triggered a long three from the right corner for Fort Loramie. It was no good. The rebound tipped up by Holdhouse, no good. And then a tie-up occurs. And the possession arrow enables Rushi to get it. No three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie, like the Redskins exhibited in the second period of this game. Now it comes at the timeline. Plyman not across yet. Fires to Kerdiner. Oh, cross-court pass, Wilson to Poling on the finish. Rushi went to work, got the ball over the timeline, had a three-on-two advantage, and capitalized. 17-15, Fort Loramie up two. Ratterman slides into the lane, feeds it on top to Holscher for Fort Loramie. Holscher guarded by Scott, left side pass Ratterman. Here is Meiring, head of the key, puts it on the deck, into the lane, flips Holscher. On top, put off, left side, Ratterman, shot fake. Near side, Gebhardt for the triple. Look out, it is in and out. It spun around again and came off. Rebound, put off, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie, once more, put off. It won't go, and Rushi comes away with it. And let's see what we have. We've got a warning against Fort Loramie out of the coaching box. So Rushi, which got the rebound, will throw it in far side of the floor. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left to go, third quarter. 17-15, Fort Loramie up two. Ball thrown into the right corner to Poling, and Poling is flipped to the floor. Aggressive defense from behind by Meiring. Half the third quarter almost in the book. 17-15, Fort Loramie up two. Inbounding is Plyman for Rushi. Baseline right of the basket. Looks. Lobs for Poling in the lane. Ball popped up in the air off her hands. It's volleyballed around. Tied up again. Put off Poling. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. How many times today, Chuck, have we said the arrow favors one team or the other?
A lot of held balls in this game and a lot of turnovers. I'm going to give it to the defense a little more than the offense, but both offense are really stagnant right now.
Repeated tie-ups in this contest, no doubt about it. Ratterman, top of the circle, Gebhardt. Left side pass, Holscher. Fort Loramie has shot the ball from the arc far better than Rushi. I don't think the Raiders have attempted more than one from behind the line.
Yeah, they don't have any threes.
Put off, baseline left to Holdhouse. And Holdhouse twists between a couple Rushi players and very neatly draws a two-shot foul down inside.
The officiating has been consistent.
Yep.
I think they're one of the reasons it looks like it's really choppy is because they're really not calling much. But they're not calling much at either end.
Right. Free throw by Holdhouse is good. It was a two-shotter. She makes the first, 18-15, Fort Loramie up three.
7-9 from the line now. And that there's your advantage. You're up three, and you've outscored them by four from the free throw line.
Putoff comes out for Fort Loramie. Rossman back in. Rossman, Holscher, Gebhardt, Hattie Meyer, and Holdhouse, the five on the court for Fort Loramie. Holdhouse second free throw, dead center. 19-15, Fort Loramie up four.
That's her first 2 points.
Yep, first couple for Abby, who's played very well defensively. And as Rushi brings the ball in, the timeout is called. 3:36 left, third quarter, 19-15 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And thank you so much, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gratitude to Dickman, an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie midcourt. Hustling down the floor hard as Holscher goes up with the left hand, and she is nicked from behind by a Rushi player. Two free throws for Kenzie. Chuck, clearly Fort Loramie getting to the line much more often and making the free shots count. It's up and in by Holscher, 20-15. Fort Loramie up five, matching the Redskins' previous biggest lead of 5 points. Holscher again up and in. That one didn't look pretty.
Not as pretty as the first one, was it?
No, it hit the back rim. I think the paint wasn't dry on the back of the iron, Chuck. The ball kind of got stuck on the wet paint, and then kerplunk, it fell through.
Yep, and tomorrow it was a swish just like the first one.
Right. If you weren't here, Kenzie will tell everybody it was a swish. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. Biggest spread in this game, half dozen points. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Here's Wilson on the arc, guarded closely to Hattie Meyer. Uh-oh, she moved the pivot foot. That's a walk.
The pressure, they're trapping. They're rotating perfectly on this pass across. And then as soon as they get down by the three-point line, they drop into a man-to-man. It is excellent defense for Fort Loramie right now.
Well executed. You're right, Chuck. Here's Gebhardt, top of the circle to Meyer. Right wing to a teammate, jump shot, 21-footer, missed on the play by Rassman. Rebound down to Rushi. Up ahead to Wilson. Rushi needs points this trip. Down six, 2:40 to go, third quarter. In the left corner, it's York for Rushi. Bouncing out to Wilson, it goes awry, out of bounds, into the Raiders' bench.
Well, a six-point lead is not huge, but in a game where 36 points has been scored in almost three quarters, 6 points is a big lead.
And unlike a year ago when Rushi had Maria Heron, this season, Rushi's bread and butter is not the three ball.
No.
Here's Hattie Meyer dribbling against Plyman to midcourt for Fort Loramie.
Whoa,
oh, she got away
the
with a walk there. Fed Holscher, spin move, baseline left, overshoots. Weak side rebound in the hands of a Rushi player. Fort Loramie got a piece of the ball, and it went off Rushi out of bounds last. 2:24 to go, third quarter. 21-15 Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Ratterman feeds it in play to put off. Out back to Rassman. Right wing, Ratterman. Straight on, Taylor retreats. She's got two threes in this game. Right side throw, Rassman. Baseline right, Gebhardt against Cordonier. Kennedy dribbles through the lane, lobs it back out to Ratterman near midcourt. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up six. Left side throw put off. Big possession here for the Redskins. 8 or 9 point lead would be significant. Left side Rassman around the defender to the rim. Running one-hander, danced off the iron, no good. Weak side rebound, Holscher flips it up on the run. Missed it, got it back. Blocked away by Poling. It's loose on the floor, rolling side court. And Fort Loramie gobbles it up and gets a timeout. A full. Minute 40 to go in the third. Redskins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, has a qualified staff available to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Plus, the Jewelry Barn offers watch link adjustment appraisals, battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning. The Jewelry Barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Check out the Jewelry Barn. High quality, good price. You can't beat it. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn. You heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. That's the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. As we return to action, a minute to go in the third quarter, a rash of turnovers in the last half minute. No points. Rushi ball, baseline, below the basket. Plyman will trigger. Chuck, this Rushi team had how many points at the end of the first quarter?
They had 9 at the end of the first quarter.
And 6 in nearly the last two quarters. Here is Rushi inbounding, baseline right, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. It was a 9-4 lead, Rushi after 1. Since then, 17-6 advantage in favor of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie's defense has been suffocating, as it is right now. Rushi's Cordonier bobbles, gives to Borchers in the corner. Back to Cordonier, down inside to Cameo. Wilson up and in with the left hand. Big goal by Rushi. 21-17 Fort Loramie. Redskins up 4. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Loramie had probably 5 or 6 possessions to push that 6-point lead up, and then Rushi got it back to 4. That was big for the Raiders.
Cameo Wilson with a bucket, used her left hand, her second field goal of this game. Here's Holscher, right flank for Fort Loramie, to Ratterman. Left side, Gebhardt shoots a pass down inside to Holscher. She's below the backboard, fires on the arc to Ratterman, who darts down the lane, goes to Gebhardt for the long, high-arching jumper, left wing, too long, rebounded Wilson of Rushi. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi down 4. Up ahead, Wilson. Right wing, Cordonier. It is thumped out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 2.3 to go. Inbounding far side of the court is Wilson. Let's see who runs toward her. It's Cordonier. In the right corner, it is Scott. Scott tries to whirl around Holdhouse, can't get the shot away. And that's the way the third quarter concludes. Fort Loramie 21, Rushi 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals always, plus customer pricing and financing at Geyer's. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S-Inc.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road is a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Rely on Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Phone 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Say it's a good idea right now to get those new tires to grip the road more firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is the place to go. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, and more. Stop in and see Geppy. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fourth quarter underway. Fort Loramie leads Rushi by four, and Rushi dropped the ball at midcourt. Fort Loramie got it. Holdhouse down the floor. She lost it. Rushi gathers it back. And we had a bumping foul 70 feet from the basket against Meyer of Fort Loramie. For the Redskins, that is only the team's second. Rushi's picked up a couple. Only four fouls between the two clubs in the second half, as aggressively as it's been played.
Well, like I said, it's been called consistently. Not necessarily great, but consistently.
Right. And I like that, Chuck. If all the fouls have been called in this game,
it'd be halftime.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Outside the arc on the right, Cordania Ferrucci, which is down four. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Deep right corner goes to Plyman. Plyman skips around her defender, tries a leaner, and does get the two-shot foul out of it. It was a shot I don't think Whitney could make. Looked like she was behind the glass. But a Fort Loramie defender got a piece of her. Foul against Hattie Meyer. Whitney shoots two. The first is dead center. And Rushi creeps within three, 21-18. Second shot here for Whitney Plyman of Rushi. It's on the way. It is rolling, comes off the front. Rebound hits the floor and scooped up by Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt to the timeline for Fort Loramie, which has a 21-18 edge. Gebhardt goes baseline right, drops it back in the lane to Meyering. On top to Meyer. Right side Gebhardt, shot fake, steps inside the line. 15-footer short. Rebounded on the play by Borchers. Hand off to Plyman. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie ahead of Rushi by three. Raiders a chance to cut it to one. Ball thrown in the post. Low on the block to Poling. She's double-teamed. Sandwich tied up. Arrow says Fort Loramie possession. Very tenacious defense performed by both teams here today. Neither team, Chuck, when they get the ball, has room to move, not much room to even breathe.
Well, we have 39 points scored and 38 turnovers.
My goodness. Here is Radiman hustling down the floor, hands off on the play to Holdhouse. Into the paint, it goes to a teammate, put off, up and under, no good, but she slapped on the arm. Good offensive maneuver by Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. She has a way of getting to the basket, doesn't she?
she's going to be a very, very good offensive player. They're still working on her defense, but offensively she's going to be really good.
Here's that foul line stroke up and in, all net. 22-18, Fort Loramie up four. These two teams 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Rushi's lost two overall, Fort Loramie four. They'll meet again last weekend of the regular season at Rushi. That game could be extremely important. Jaden Putoff connects twice at the stripe.
12 of 14 now for the Redskins from the free throw line. That is why they have the lead.
No doubt about it. Super free throw shooting by Fort Loramie. Here's Rushi down the floor inside to Cameo Wilson. As Rushi beat the press, Cameo couldn't get the first shot to go. Stuck in the rebound, however, and she's fouled to boot. Cameo Wilson coming to life here in the second half. She's at the stripe, 23-20, Fort Loramie up three. 6 minutes to play. How many points now for Cameo? Three field
goals,
I think.
That's seven, yep. Uh-huh.
How many does Larissa Poling have in this contest?
She has five.
Cameo is off the back iron on the charity shot. Rushi has not shot fouls very well.
No, they're four for nine.
Deep right corner, put off, wide open, running one-handed for Fort Loramie. Missed it long, no good. Nobody picked her up. She was surprised it was so easy. Rebounded, though, by Holscher. Holscher's eight-footer, no. Kennedy Gebhardt in among the trees, snatched the rebound, and she was belted. And she's got two at the stripe with Fort Loramie up three, 23-20, and 5:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Gebhardt, one, two, three dribbles, eyes the basket. Here's the shot. Good, 24-20. Fort Loramie improves on the free throw shooting, 13 of 15. Gebhardt dips the knees. Got it again. 25-20, Fort Loramie amasses a five-point lead. 5:40 left to go in the fourth. Plyman, midcourt for Rushi. Down the right side to Poling. Between the circles, Wilson, now Plyman. 25 feet away, handled by Scott. Ashley Scott back to Plyman. She scurries into the lane, hands off to Cardonier. Cross court to Wilson, open, 14-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound volleyball to Poling, back to Cameo. Poling in the corner. Now Plyman, 25 feet away. Plyman weaves to Cordonier. Haven't heard from Jenna since early. Here's Jenna finding an opening, slices into the paint, and she gets two free throws. And she tried to shovel it toward the rim from her knees. Two shots at the line for Cordonier. 25-20 Fort Loramie. Jenna with a pair, and the first one is no good. Wow. Rushi, what, 4 of 10, Chuck?
1, 2, 3, 4. They are 4 of 10, yes.
Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins are 14 of 16 at the line, a 10-point difference at the stripe. That shot by Cordonier spins around three times, and it slithers down through the cylinder. 25-21, 4-point lead Fort Loramie. 5 minutes left in this game. Rushi defending, top of the circle put off, left side Holscher, on the arc to Ratterman, near side pass to Holdhouse. Abby without a field goal in this game, but she has played stout defense. Here's Ratterman driving, swiped on the play by Plyman. 2-on-1 break off to Cordonier, too hard with the left hand. She couldn't slow down. Coming back the other way, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Ratterman 25 feet away to Holdhouse in the right corner. On top to Taylor Ratterman. Ratterman's made two threes in this game. Now Holdhouse, high right, 4:25 to go. Fort Loramie up four. Here's Putoff, cross-court pass right into the hands of Plyman. Lead out to Cardonier, driving with the left hand, and she blew it. She laid it up short. Boy, these players are a bit winded now. Ratterman coming back down the floor for Fort Loramie. Passes off on the play to Myron, blocked out of bounds by Rushi. Boy, again, that play symbolizing the excellent defense played in this contest as Poling got all ball up on top. Timeout Rushi as Fort Loramie gets set to throw it in. 4 minutes to go in the game. Redskins up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
But Chuck, because of the heavy-duty free throw shooting by Fort Loramie, the Redskins have not needed many field goals to score 25 and own a four-point lead.
Well, they've made four baskets, three threes, and a two to go along with their 14 free throws.
Remarkable. Fort Loramie inbounds, baseline left, Holscher. And she dropped the ball out of bounds.
Again, yep. She got bumped.
Yep.
Wasn't strong with the basketball. That's going to come with time. She's just a freshman.
Arushi put the clamps on her down low. Kenzie was crowded. And Arushi gets the ball back behind by four with 3:55 to go in the game. Zone defense, Fort Loramie. Plyman, 30 feet away. Goes near side to Ashley Scott, the freshman. Back to Plyman. Now Scott. Poling is out on the floor, right side. Three steps behind the arc. Cross-court pass to Scott. Now to Borchers. Between circles, it's Plyman. Scott again, left corner. Cameo Wilson with a breather on the bench at the moment. Between the rings, Plyman, right side, Poling. They try to post up Cordonier in the lane, can't get it to her. Poling, right corner. Plyman, straightaway three ball. Rim, backboard, no good. Ball loose on the floor in the right corner. And it's Fort Loramie trying to track it down. Redskins touched it last. Arushi ball, side court. We're all the way down to 3:17 to go in this game. Cameo Wilson hustles to the scorer's table. She replaces Ashley Scott. Far side of the court, inbounding is Wilson. Cameo to Plyman between the rings. Here's Cordonier behind the arc. Elbow on the right. Flips it back out to Borchers. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer off the rim, high in the air, backboard. Rebound yanked down by Holdhouse. Long lead out, Gebhardt driving below the rim. Clobbered on the arm. She gets two. And that's where Fort Loramie has made a living here this afternoon. Free throw line. Gebhardt is back there once more. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 25, Arushi 21. Foul shot, Kennedy Gebhardt. It's on the way. Swish, she's got it. Not a lot of arch, just enough. Perfect.
Well, she started the game 2 for 4, and that's the only two free throw misses.
Got Kennedy on the way. In again, all cord. And Fort Loramie's up 6. Rushi's got to execute now offensively to wipe out that 6-point deficit. Under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Wilson high left. Outside the arc on the left, it's Borchers. Poling's got what, one field goal or two, Chuck?
Poling has two.
Here's the ball thrown to Larissa down low on the right. Good defense by Holdhouse. And Myring, they pinned her and stripped it. Myring slides down the floor. Is it a travel or a charge? She was out of control. Offensive foul on Myring of Fort Loramie.
Could have been called either, yeah. But it definitely was a turnover on Marissa.
Boy, the defense exhibited by Fort Loramie on Rushi's last possession against Larissa Poling was superb. It was standout. Larissa simply for the circle. Flipped it to Cordonier in the corner because she's hacked by two to go. But sending Rushi to the line, Chuck, has not been a problem for Fort Loramie.
No, but you don't want Rushi scoring with the clock stopped.
Right. Cordonier is there, and she missed it off to the right.
Wow.
Rushi about, what, 33% at the stripe?
Three, four, five, six. They've shot 12. Now they've shot 13 and made 6.
Free throw by Cordonier. Second one is good. 27-22, Fort Loramie up 5. Here's Radiman scooting down the right side of the floor. 2:14 to play. Radiman is doubled. Needs assistance. Tries to get it to a teammate as head coach Carlos Siegel signals timeout in the nick of time. 2:11 to go. Redskins hang on to a 5-point lead over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
We are down to the final 2:11 of this girls' basketball game here this afternoon at Fort Loramie, featuring the top two teams in the Shelby County League. Rushi 5-0, Fort Loramie 5-0. Redskins have a 5-point lead as Fort Loramie inbounds, and it is a walk against Fort Loramie. Rushi with good defense, doubling up on Abby Oldhouse. Little stutter step action. The official noticed it, and rightly so. He whistled the Fort Loramie player for a walk. And now Rushi's got a big possession in front of it. Verdonier at the elbow on the left. Feeds Wilson in the lane. Knocked away and stolen by Fort Loramie. That's a big theft by the Redskins defense. A minute 40 to go. Fort Loramie still up 5. The Rushi Raiders, amazingly, scored 9 in the first quarter. And 13 points have been tallied by Rushi in the last 23 and a half minutes of this game. And that right there in a nutshell sums up, Chuck, how well Fort Loramie's defense has performed.
Absolutely. The free throw line, all you got to do is go to the free throw line to find the winner of the game.
13 points by Rushi in nearly 24 minutes. And the free throw shooting by the Redskins has been sensational.
16 of 18.
Fort Loramie inbounds right in front of us, and Rushi playing scrappy defense, fights the ball loose out of bounds. Fort Loramie throws it back into Radiman in the right corner. Radiman's doubled, needs help. Goes baseline to Gebhardt, and Fort Loramie gets another time out as the double team came from Rushi. We're down to a minute 23 to go. Redskins 27, Raiders 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
We are coming right down to the wire here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie by 5 over Rushi. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi today. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, which are promoted by us here at scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze in Rushi, on the web at Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Well, Fort Loramie is passing the ball around the top of the circle, attempting to eventually draw a foul from Rushi, and here it comes from the Raiders, Cameo Wilson. 17 foul on Rushi, 1-1 Fort Loramie, 55 seconds to go. Redskins in the lead, 27-22. Marissa Meiring, high-arching foul shot, too long, no good. Rebound by Poling of the Raiders, who have a chance. up the floor to Plyman. Left side, Cordonier, line drive, three ball. It is short. It hit the net, went below the backboard. Fort Loramie got it. Long lead out to Holscher, all the way to the rack, up and in. That should seal it. Fort Loramie up seven, biggest lead of the game, 29-22. Plyman, head of the key for Rushi. Near side to Wilson, left side, Cordonier. On top to Poling, ball high overhead, 21 seconds left. Baseline to Wilson, starts your drive around Holdhouse. Shot blocked below the basket, but a reach-in foul against Fort Loramie with 19.7 to go. And Fort Loramie up 7, 29-22. A lot of gratitude here today to Superior Aluminum. Thank you so much. Superior in Rushi, family owned and operated for 60 years. Superior Aluminum in Rushi is now in its third generation of business management. Superior, one of the most successful mid-market companies in Ohio. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, like the Francis Schulze Company, supports the region's high school academic and athletic programs. Scores sends a big thank you and shout out to Superior Aluminum and Doug Borchers and the Francis Schulze Company and Ken Francis. Superior on the web at superioraluminum.com. Well, Rushi misfires on the 1-1, and Fort Loramie dribbles out the remaining few seconds of the fourth quarter and comes away with a 29-23 victory over Rushi here this afternoon. It was all about defense. Each team played it well. The biggest difference in the game, the foul line. Redskins got there more often and hit a very high percentage. In fact, it was sensational free throw shooting by Fort Loramie, which enabled the Redskins to win this game by 6 points, 29-23. The Rushi free throw shooter there at the end, Chuck, made one of two or missed?
Yeah, Cameo made one, missed second one.
Cameo made one, missed one. It was a 29-22 Fort Loramie lead with seconds to go. The one free throw makes it a 29-23 final score. Again, thanks today to our Rushi underwriting sponsors. The Jewelry Barn on Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi, and Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Rushi. Or I should say in Fort Loramie. And also in Fort Loramie, Brookins. No good eating place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. And take advantage of that pork chop special tonight on Saturday evening at Brookins. Outstanding food. You'll love the family atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's an ideal space for family gatherings as well. Birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room at Brookins seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too. Brookins, with roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, and pizza, and, as I mentioned, the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, brukens-usa.com. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. Well, a big Shelby County League win here today for Fort Loramie, Chuck, over Rushi by a final score of 29-23 as Rushi's girls could total just 14 points over the last 24 minutes of this game. And Fort Loramie missed just a few free throws. You can count the ones on which Fort Loramie misfired on one hand.
Well, Rushi had 34 turnovers. Rushi got out-rebounded 31-20 by a much smaller team. They got out-rebounded 12-5 on the offensive boards. They got outscored 16-7 from the free throw line, 16-19 for the Raiders, the Redskins. Raiders were 7-15. Nobody in double figures for either team for the game.
Isn't that amazing? And the job that Fort Loramie did on Larissa Poling was rock solid.
Yeah, I mean, they held her to 5 points. Cameo Wilson, who is our Clancy's player of the game for Rushi, she ended up with eight. That's the closest she got on that side. On the other side, our Clancy's players, I picked two. Kennedy Gephardt who had a three and scored 9 points for the Redskins. And Jaden Putoff, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, did a nice job on the inside defensively. Those are the two Clancy's players for Fort Loramie.
And it was that little stretch of good three-point shooting by Fort Loramie beyond the midway point of the first half, which enabled Fort Loramie to grab the lead, and the Redskins were never headed thereafter, although Rushi cut it to 1 at the halftime break. But Rushi could never mount a serious charge in the fourth quarter.
Well, you don't win a lot of basketball games scoring 5 baskets for a game, but no. Loramie did it tonight.
And that's something. And again, our Clancy's Award winners.
Cameo Wilson on the Rushi side, and Kennedy Gephardt, and Jaden Putoff for Fort Loramie.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to 8 divisions now. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Again, speedy recovery for Greg Ruenkamp. He's at Ohio State Hospital in Columbus. He's had a heart valve replacement. The best to him and the family. And we were very pleased to highlight his daughter, Grace, during our halftime segment, sponsored by LaCal Equipment. Hope you're listening, Greg, and get well soon. Want to see you right back here at Fort Loramie High School pronto. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, now 9-4 on the year, 6-0 Shelby County League, and the Rushi Raiders dropped to 9-3 overall, 5-1 in league play. Each team has played Anna once. Fort Loramie girls have got Anna next Thursday right here at the Fort Loramie gym. That is a huge game. If Fort Loramie knocks off Anna for a second time here next Thursday, the Lady Redskins are in the driver's seat for sure.
Absolutely.
Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up on Tuesday. Fort Loramie boys at Versailles. Boy, that should be a blockbuster. Outstanding game coming up. Fort Loramie and Versailles Tuesday night. Two unbeatens. Fort Loramie in boys division 4. Versailles in boys Division III. They lock horns, tip off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Tuesday night. Next game for Rushi, by the way, is coming up on Tuesday. It's a non-league affair at St. Mary's. Then the Rushi girls are at Houston on Thursday. As we noted a moment ago, Fort Loramie girls entertain Anna next Thursday. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have beaten the Rushi Raiders by 6.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.